Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
TransCanada's decision to ask the U.S. State Department to suspend its application to build the Keystone XL pipeline from Canada through the U.S. to Nebraska. The Wall Street Journal writes today that company officials are hoping that extending the process might allow for a Republican president to approve it in 2017. Others are pointing to lower oil prices and less demand for oil from the tar sands of Canada being behind the decision. Still others crediting the grassroots movement that fought the pipeline, led by author and environmentalist Bill McKibben. Let's bring Bill in. Bill, what do you think happened here?
Well, I think it was a kind of remarkable day. I can remember, Robin, the time in the fall of 2011 when TransCanada was so certain that they'd be building that pipeline within weeks that they mowed the entire 1,700-mile route. But then the greatest citizens' movement in the last 30 years in the environmental field appeared. TransCanada has thrown in the towel. They'd like the Obama administration to spare them the ignominy of a final ruling against them. And of course, if they get a friendly president elected, they can take this application or they can make a new application and, you know, call it the Happy America, Let's Burn More Oil Pipeline, whatever, and do their best. But this is a significant moment. We want the Obama administration to say, no, we're turning this down on climate grounds. But for the moment, just the power of that citizens' movement has been remarkable. And what it's led to is what one oil and gas executive in May called the Keystoneization of every other fossil fuel project in the country. Well, we're fighting back on every front now.
Well, let me ask you about a couple of things that you said. Obviously, you're celebrating a victory today. Some others are saying, we're not sure it's a victory. We think it's a delay of game. But two State Department reports said that the pipeline would not significantly exacerbate climate change. There are people who say, well, wait a second, we still don't have the proof that it would do that. And we know your main concern is how this oil is extricated from the tar sands in Canada, particularly bad for the environment. That's still going to happen.
Well, no, it's actually not because of this movement. The tar sands people were planning with these new pipelines to double, triple, quadruple their capacity, and that isn't happening. As it turns out, as the EPA pointed out, the State Department was entirely wrong in its initial estimates about the effect on the climate.
And to those who say, well, wait a second, isn't it better to have this pipeline underground than trucking or putting this more explosive oil, this tar sands oil, on trains and have it, you know, have these trains crash in towns?
It's a false choice because it's too expensive to ever put it on a train. So there really has never been much oil being taken by train out of there, and there won't in the future.
Well, so Bill McKibben and many others feeling a victory today, which you may also be feeling on another front. And we just want to stay with energy for a second while we have you and ask you one last question. Yesterday, NPR's ombudsman acknowledged something that you and others have been very angry about, that the network, that we, NPR, missed the story that The Guardian first reported back in July about those emails that showed that ExxonMobil knew as early as 1981 about the truth of the damage of climate change and that it existed, but then spent millions over the next three decades to support groups denying climate change. Now, Bob Garfield did a terrific interview on the media asking Richard Kyle of ExxonMobil about whether they funded anti-climate change groups. Let's listen.
We don't fund those groups. As the science has emerged and become clearer, we're more committed than ever to researching this important topic.
We don't fund them, or we didn't fund them. You got out of the funding business 2009 or some such, but for 20 years before that, you poured...
I'm going to finish my thought here, Bob.
Please clarify this for me. Are not funding or did not fund them?
We are not funding.
Bill McKibben, that though wasn't enough for you.
Look, there's going to be time for NPR to catch up on this story. It's one of the greatest scandal in the whole history of this sad climate story. If ExxonMobil had merely told the world what their scientists knew by the late 1980s, they could have short-circuited what became a 25-year faux, pretend, phony debate. That they didn't is a huge scandal, and it's mushrooming at this point. I think that this is, beyond any doubt, the most powerful set of exposés on this topic that there's yet been, and there's much, much more to come.
Well, the NPR ombudsman said the story did fall through the cracks at this network, and there's still, as you say, time to catch up. Author and environmentalist Bill McKibben, thank you.
Thank you so much, as always, Robin.